Chevra, always incredible schus to be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh. To prepare for the Heilige Shabbos. First of all the Torah, all the Chizuk Osiris should just be a schus for all the Yid in Eretz Yisrael. Libi b'mizruch. Every single moment in Meretz Hashem B'karov, we're all going to be there. Enough galus. Yaakovinu wanted to be Megalas Aketz. This week's parasha, where he wanted to tell us when the end's going to be. So maybe it's this week, you know? It's a Simon Toiv, maybe for this week it's going to be the Ketz, Bez Hashem.
Amen.
Davin, we have to believe, Ani Mam Chol Yom Sheyovo. Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to share something fascinating. It's somewhat of a Zohar, it's a Das Akeinim, it's a Baal Turim, all together. Yaakov lived in Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Reishona. He lived there 17 years. Vayihi Yimei Yaakov Shnei. Far Shemir. Chayav Sheva Shonim V'Arabayim Mas Shona. 147 years. Now everybody, every one of us can do a simple math. We all know, it was only last week's parasha, when he came down to Mitzrayim, we know he was 130 years old, right? He has a whole conversation with Paro, we'll talk about it a little bit later, Mitzvah Hashem. And he says he was 130 years old. And now it tells us he's 147 years old. I think that's pretty simple math. Right? Even those of us that might not focus enough on secular studies, whatever it might be, I think 147 minus 130 we could do. And every letter in Torah is precious, yet it feels a need, the Torah, to point out that the years of Mitzrayim, Echi Yaakov Mitzrayim, Shvas Reshono, 17 years. What's the significance of these 17 years? Now going back, we know, we go all the way back a few parashas ago to analyze a few parashas because MS is it's hard. Parshas Vayechi, you know, Sefer Bereishis is so special to us. Every parsha should be special. Every line in Torah should be special. But there's something very sweet, something very emotional about Sefer Bereishis and going through from Bris Olam to all the storylines of our childhood. Girsa D'Yuknisa hits us. It hits us in a special way. There's a lot to learn, a lot to grow, a lot to learn from everywhere in Torah, of course. But we connect in a different way. It's sad to say goodbye. So the beginning of Ayeshev, Ayeshev Yaakov, Beretz Megurei Aviv, Beretz Kanaan, Yaakov was living in Eretz Yisrael at the time. Eila told us Yaakov, Yosef ben Shvas Reishona. It also tells us at that point, Yosef was 17 years old, and this is right before Yaakov sends him to go check on his brothers, never to be seen again, or never to be seen for a long time. So have you ever forgot about this, how interesting it is? And everything in Torah is mamish to teach us depth. That Yaakov Inu was together with Yosef at first for 17 years. For Yosef's first 17 years. And now at the end of Yaakov's life for another 17 years. Exactly, both 17 years. Both 17 years. What's the significance in this? So the Zohar points this out in one way. The Zohar in our parsha, and I'll read you the Zohar, Reish Tazayin Amabez. You know, some of the chevra, when I bring out the Zohar, I say, Rabbi, I wish you would have told me, I would have made sure to go to the mikveh today.
Shouldn't have known.
First of all, I assume everyone's Kaddosh and Tahor here, but also, if you're coming to a shir like this, this itself is a mikveh, Mikveh Yisrael Hashem. When you come to learn together with Mesir Snefesh late at night, when a lot of Yidin, it's easier just to chill and relax and be sleeping and be chvesnisht. This itself is a mikveh, so we can learn. I went to the mikvah. Okay, I'm the only one looking inside. Shvas Reishona. My time of Shvas Reishona. What are these 17 years? El Amar Rav Shimon, the Heilig Rav Shimon says, Kol Yoyim Ed Yaakov B'tzara Havo. B'tzara Avar Lom B'kad Misa. For so many years, Yaakov was full of pain, full of suffering. Think about all these years when Yosef, he thought was dead, Again, he already lost his Rachel. He lost his favorite wife, who he waited so long for, who he loved so dearly. And now he loses his Yosef Tzadik in his eyes. He's full of sar. Kevin the Chama Yosef Avikom Kami. Once he went down with Mitzrayim and he saw Yosef alive. Kad Yaakov Mistakav Yosef. The moment Yaakov looked at Yosef, Havi Ishtalim Benafshik Yiluchama Limen Yosef. His soul again was complete. And it was as if he saw Le'ime de Yosef. It's as if he saw Rachel. The Shapira de Yosef de me, the Shapira de Rachel. Because the beauty of Yosef was comparable to the beauty of Rachel. It brought back not only Yosef to him, it brought back Rachel to him. Because he was an extension of Rachel also. Vavidami bekarmi kamadalo aver le tsar biyomi. It was as if there was no tsar. All the tsar immediately ceased to exist. All the pain, all the suffering, as if it wasn't there. Keherifayin, right? That's mamishay. Mir Tashem, that's what's going to be when we're zoichet to the gula. It's going to be mamish, all the tsar instantaneously out the window. And that's what it was when Yaakov saw Yosef. But b'chad Yosef is parish minei. I mean, this is going back. I'm sorry. This is he's talking about at the beginning, right? When he was with Yosef, but also when he came back with Yosef. I'm sorry. This is when he was back with Yosef. Correct. But both. It's both. Whenever he's with Yosef, I mean, you could say it's both. Whenever he's with Yosef, he's good. He's good. Because the Shapir de Yosef, the Shapir de Rachel. And now the Zohar goes back a little bit. V'kad Yosef is parish minei. At the time when Yosef was separated, kedenis gaim, lo shelafti v'lo shakadti v'lo nachti v'yavo roges, the dokasha le'liyaku mikoma dover. It was fulfilling the pasuk that he had no tranquility, no peace, no calm, and the pain of when losing Yosef was greater than any of the suffering that Yaakov went through. And Yaakov went through a lot of suffering. Esav wants to kill him. Esav sends Eliphaz to kill him. His wives are switched on him. But nothing compared to the pain. He lost Rachel, but nothing compared to the pain of losing Yosef in his mind. Ubizmanad, as far as Yosef Minei, when Yosef was separated, Maksiv, what age was that? Yosef ben Shvas Rishono, Yeroa the Gomer. The Chol Yom of the Yaakov Lohavi Leit Tzarkai. He was 17 years old. And then for every day after that, Yaakov was full of pain. And he was crying every day after he lost the 17-year-old Yosef. He was crying every single day. So what happened? What came down from Shemayim? Don't worry. You're going to have 17 more years. 17 more years full of tonic, full of pleasure, full of benefit, full of love. Hado dechsiv, and that's what's written by Yechi Yaakov, and it's Rahim Shvaz Rishonah. Kol inan shnin shchinta yikar to kachbrichi me yishtakha. All those years, the last 17 years, was full of life, and the Shechina was with him, it came back with him. U begin kach, chayim ikrin. And because of it, it's called chayim. Therefore it's by Yechi Yaakov. That's what Pshav, Yechi Yaakov. Yaakov is finally alive again. That's what the Zohar says. What's the Zohar teaching us? The Zohar is telling us that the whole time when Yosef was gone, it was Tsar. Yaakov felt like he wasn't living. It was only now by Yechi Yaakov these 17 years. And these 17 years are paralleled, are contrast to the first 17 years. That he had Yosef. So the Zohar tells us all this. But the emes is, Dasakenu and Balturim brings it together in a very beautiful way. What is 17 Begematria? Toiv. What the Torah here is telling us is there were 17 years of Toiv when he had Yosef to begin with. And then he had all the time, like the Zohar says, of suffering. And then he had another 17 years of Toiv again. Because the only Toiv could be in Yaakov's life when he had Yosef with him. When he had this son who he loved so deeply and so dearly. when you're missing your son who you love so deeply and dearly, your son who was the son of Rachel Imenu, who brought you back Rachel as well. It wasn't Chaim, it wasn't years of Tayyiv. So 17 is there to be merames, to remind us these were the good years. These were the years of Chaim. So he had Tayyiv for the first 17 years of Yosef's life, and he had Tayyiv for his last 17. Happens to be, this is maybe, but the Ramez, the Gemara in Tainis, Dav Yudah Mebeis. The Gemara in Tainis, Dav Yudah Mebeis says, the Amar of Yudah Merav, La'olam yetze adam b'chitov, v'yikonez b'chitov. Pasha Pshat, the Gemara is talking about what? That when you go out on your travels, it should be Kitov when things are good. We're talking about sunrise when it's light outside. That's what the Gemara, if you learn Tainis, is talking about. But, B'derech Trush, we could learn, La'olam yetze adam b'chitov. Yosef Tzadik left his family b'chitov after Tov after 17 years, v'yikanes, and then came and Yaakov entered back with him and entered into Mitzrayim b'chitov also for another 17 years. But we'll take it a step further. The Apturav, the Yisrael says, that the Sheishes Shemei Bereishis, or I'd say better, it's not just Sheishes Shemei Bereishis, Shabbos Kodesh is full part of that. The 7 days of creation are connected to Zayin Hashpizim. Zayin Hashpizim, like we have Sukkot, right? Zayin Hashpizim are connected to the 7 days of creation. So Avram's connected day one. Yitzchak's connected day two. Yaakovin is connected day three. What do we know on day three on Yom Shlishi? What's special about Yom Shlishi? We find Kitov twice. Kitov twice. Kitov by Yikav HaMayim and Kitov by the vegetation. Kitov, the only day that we have Kitov twice is the day of Yaakov Avinu. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu had days of Tov for the first 17 years of Yosef's life. And he had days of Tov for the last 17 years of life. Those are the 17 years. And to bring it all together is to hear, Mamish, you can't make this up. Vayichi Yaakov Beretz Mitzrayim Shvas Rishona. What's Gematria Vayichi? What were the years of his life, Vayichi? What's Gematria Vayichi, Chevra?
Probably 147.
Do it, don't guess. No, come on, it's not that difficult. 4 letters. No? What'd you say, Shlomo? Who's that, the Vazaria? 34. What's 34? 34 is Tov times 2. 17 plus 17. 17 plus 17. Is 34. Meaning what? Vayechi Yaakov. Yaakov lived. You know what he lived? He lived the first 17 years of Yosef's life, and he lived these 17 years. Tov plus Tov. Those were his good years. The rest of his life was full of tzoras. You know, that was his life. That's what Chaim is. Chaim is meaningful life when you can feel happy and you have your family and you have health and you have good things. And you're not dealing with Saras. Vayichi Yaakov's Vayichi is Gematria 34. Because it's the 17 years of the first 17 years and now another 17 years. Once that is over, because I shared this last week with some of the seniors. In last week's parasha, you already see when Yaakovinu goes down to Mitzrayim, so he meets up with Paro. He meets up with Paro. I've said this over before at this table as well. He meets up with Paro. And they have a conversation. And the conversation is somewhat of a pella, somewhat of, it doesn't make so much sense. In the sense that it seems like a very simple conversation between two great world leaders. You'd think Yaakov Avinu, the leader of the monotheistic Jews, and Paro, the leader of the greatest kingdom in the world, would have some very deep, meaningful conversation. What happens? Vayave Yosef is Yaakov, Vayimideil ifnei Paro, Vayvarach Yaakov is Paro. Yosef brings Yaakov and he stands in front of Paro. And Yaakov blesses Paro, Shalom Aleichem. Vayomer Paro Yaakov, Kami Yimeishnechayecha. Paro says to Yaakov, how old are you? Vayomer Yaakov Paro, Yimeishne Megurai Shloshimat Shana. V'ra'im ha'yumei shnei chayai. I've lived 130 years, and my days have been not so great. V'lo yisigus yumei shnei chayai. Avasai b'mei b'gureihem. I haven't reached such lofty heights as my in my life as my forefathers. V'yavarach Yaakov was paro, v'yeti luftei paro. Yaakov blessed paro, and he left. Sounds like a conversation between two old men. You know, imagine Chavis Nash, two old men meet on some park bench. Hey, how you doing? Yeah, it's nice. How's the weather today? Not today, you know. You know, my body, it's hurting me so much. And my kids, they haven't come to visit me in so long. And, oh, it was nice to meet you. Have a wonderful day. Like, what's going on here? This is the conversation. Paro says, "Nu, how old are you?" I'm 130, but I've had a difficult life full of tzaras. Really? Oh, it's nice to meet you. That's the conversation. If you look from Samson Full Hirsch, you have such a beautiful understanding of these psukim. If you look closely and you read closely, there were two words used for life in these psukim. Chayaya migurai. Chayaya migurai. Vayomer Paro Yaakov, kami me shnei chayecha. Chayai, how old are you? But Yaakov says back and he splits it. Yimei shnei migurai, which we usually translate just living, the days of my life, shloshim matshon, 130. Ma'at v'roma yimei shnei chayai. But few and not so great have been the days of my life. Rav Samson Full Hirsch explains, migurai is to physically sojourn. Chayai is to live. Chayai is to live a meaningful life. Chayai is to live a productive life. Chayai is to live a life of Torah. And Yaakov was saying to Paro, Paro, you think life is all about just physical life and materialism, eat, drink, and be merry? There's Megurai and there's Chayai. Physically, I've been in this world 130 years, but I've been through so much pain and suffering that I don't feel that I've lived up to who I could have been. I haven't learned as much Torah as I could have learned. I haven't davened the way I could have davened. I've always been dealing with challenges and different people in my life that have been difficult. It's been ma'avaron. It's been ma'avaron. My favorite beautiful son has been taken from me. I thought he was dead for so many years. I'm back with him, but it's ma'avaron. Chayai. Chayai is meaningful life, productive life. Chayai is a life when I'm making the most of it and not being held back by the challenges that are brought my way. And that's why we see back to our parsha, Vayichi Yaakov. Yaakov was alive. How long was Vayichi Yaakov? Vayichi Gematria 34. For the first 17 years when he had a Yosef Tzadik, for the last 17 years when he has a Yosef Tzadik. That's Vayichi Yaakov. That's Chiyas, that's life. In Chumra, it's something we have to constantly be thinking about ourselves. Something we have to think about ourselves. Are we truly living? Or are we Megurai? Are we Vayichi Yaakov? Or because of our challenges being held back and not giving my all, not living a meaningful, productive life? Vayichi, am I alive? Am I alive? And the MS is, even though Yaakov, because of his sorrows, he felt he didn't live up to that life he could have lived, as he says explicitly to Paro. That means the avoda for each and every one of us is to be chayai even in the migurai. It's up to us whether we live meaningful, productive lives, whatever challenges Hashem brings us. And those challenges are only there for us to grow from. And I have to live a life of chai, a life of... Remember, I shared this also last week with some of the seniors, but and my brother's bris milah. My brother's bris milah is going back. How old's my brother? My brother's about 38. Moshe. Some of the chaver knows Moshe. So at his bris 38 years ago. It's going to be 38 years. He's turning 38 in January. Is his birthday. So there was a big tzaddik there. There was the first, I don't know how many, if the chaver, any of the chaver davened by Yagizhul Lard Siderst. So now the Rav is Rabbi Trump Shlita. He did Nafshi, a very special person. And the Rav before him was a very special Rav, Rav Moshe Teitelbaum. And the Rav before him, the founding Rav of Young Israel and Cedars, when I grew up in the neighborhood, was a tzaddik gadol hadar of Nachum Svi Kornmel, Zeicher Tzaddik Kodesh Bracha. Rav Kornmel, Mechaber Tzvarim, was it? Rav Kornmel was chever with Rav Moshe, Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Yaakov. He was the biggest bucky in American kashrus. They would call him when they were kashrus shaylos. In our midst, in the five towns, he was living right here. You know where Rabbi Chazanov's shul in Columbia is? That was his house. That was the original Young Israel Arm Seederst. That was the original Young Israel Arm Seederst. I remember as a kid, that's where I remember being there. And then when he got older and he wasn't well, we started a minyan in his house. Some of the chevra, including my father, and that became eventually Rabbi Chazanov's minyan. Lameisa, my brother's bris, he gave a bracha, which for years, until I saw this Torah from Samson Paul Hirsch, was puzzling to me. He gave a bracha, I saw it on the film, I don't remember it live, I was 6 years old, but he said, he gave a bracha that he should be zoicha to live a life of chayim. To live a life of chayim. And for years I was thinking about that, what does that mean? To live a life of chayim. You want a bracha to live a life of health, a life of happiness, a life of good parnasa. To live a life of chayim is just repetitive. Chayim means life. But now they understand you could be physically alive and not even living. To live a life of chayim means to live a life full of meaning, full of purpose. Live a productive life. Live a life connected to the Eibishter. There's no bigger bracha. He finally felt he was living, just like the first 17 years of Yosef. 17 plus 17, the two kitovs. And this has to be each and every one of us. But how? What does that mean, bavoda? What does that mean for you and I? And I believe there's a deep lesson here that I want to suggest. From this Torah, from the Baal Turim, from the Zohar, Chiyas life is somehow represented by the synthesis of Yaakov and Yosef. Specifically Yaakov and Yosef. In other words, Yaakov had the other Shvatim. Yaakov had Tzadi, he had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. But he didn't have a Yosef, it wasn't Chiyas in his mind. The years of life by Chi Yaakov are the years that he was with Yosef. The years when Yosef and Yaakov were one. So let's understand what that means for you and I, Bederech Avoda. Yaakov, let's start with Yaakov. Who was Yaakov? Yaakov is the Amud HaTorah. Yaakov represents Torah. Yaakov represents Torah. The Zohar tells us this in Parshas Vayetze, the famous Mishnah of us, maybe the most famous Mishnah of us, HaShlosh HaDvarim HaOlam Omed, right at the beginning, Al Torah Avoda Gemes Chosadim. Zohar in Parshas Vayetze says, Torah zu Yaakov, Avoda zu Yitzchak, Chesed zu Avram. Yaakov's Torah. Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov was Ish Tam Yoshev Ohalim. Yaakov was the one that was sitting in his tent. Oil. What's Yoshev Ohalim? What Rashi says? Oil Shel Shem, Oil Shel Ever. He was learning Torah. The Pasuk in Avadya says, Beis Yaakov Eish. The house of Yaakov is fire. We know Chazal, the Gemara in Tainus, compares the Torah to fire. Halo kedivrei Eish no Masham. The Gemara in Tainus compares the Torah to fire. Because it's just like fire is transformative. Whatever fire engulfs becomes fire. When we learn Torah, we become Torahdik. We become changed individuals. It's transformative for each and every one of us. I'm a different person. Yaakov, therefore, Yaakov is based Yaakov Eish because Torah, he's Torah. And that's the first Toiv. There's two Toivs here, right? What's the Gemara tell us in Brachos? Ein Toiv Ela Torah. Ki lekach Toiv nasati lchem Torasi. So Yaakov's the first Toiv. Yaakov's the Toiv of Torah. What's Yosef Tzadik? Yosef, we know famously, is Yosoid. What is Yosoid? Yosef Tzadik represents the individual, the koyach, to have self-control, to be kadosh, to be full of kedusha, to not give in to our taivas, not give in to our temptations. Yosef Tzadik is that famous story with Eshes Potiphar, and Abel in the most temptatious of times, in a time when Imamish is being pulled in by a seductive woman, is able to have self-control and run away. He's all alone. The time, many have been all alone. And when we're all alone, the temptation, the taiva is very, very strong. He was all alone and being seduced, being jumped at by this woman. And he's able to have the self-control and run away. And he represents the koyach within each and every one of us. To be able to be strong and not give in to temptation. To not give in to taiva. That's what Yosef is yisod. That's our yisod. That's our foundation. It's fundamental. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, when he became the prince, it says, Bishah Shiyatza, it's Bereishis Rabba, if you want to look inside, Tzadi Ches Yud Ches, Bishah Shiyatza Yosef Limlacha Mitzrayim. When he went to rule over Mitzrayim, Hayu Benos Melachim Mitzitzos Alav, Derech Acharakim, all the princesses, they were staring at him through different peoples. And they started throwing at him all their jewelry, started throwing at him all their tachshit and all these ornaments, whatever they were wearing to get his attention. So that he would what? So he'd stare at them. Imagine again, this is not as famous as Eshes Potiphar. This wasn't going to be on that grand level of necessarily being over on his nose, but even they were trying to get his attention. They were dressed up and wanted him to stare at them. Who knows where that could lead? He wouldn't stare at them. He had the ultimate shmir seinayim. And when Yosef Tzadik had this, just like Yaakov is Amar HaTorah of the Avos, which is our foundation, and Yaakov built within us the strength to be Amal B'Torah, the desire to be Amal B'Torah, the ability to toil in Torah comes from Yaakov Avinu. The ability to have self-control and to withstand the tides of the world, even in this crazy generation that seemed to be the most difficult of tides in all of history. We have the biological makeup from Yosef HaTzadik, it's part and parcel of who we are, to withstand. That's what the Medrash says in Parshas Emor, Lamed Beis. Hey, Yosef Yorad L'Mitzrayim. Yosef went down Mitzrayim. V'gadar Atzmo Min HaErva, and he fenced himself in, he protected himself from any Erva, from any promiscuous activities. V'nigdur Yisrael b'schuso. Klal Yisrael had the same gedarim in Erva because of his schus. And the Gemara and the Medrash there continues. B'shvil arba dvarim nigdur Yisrael Mitzrayim. There were four things that because of that we ended up with the Geula. Famously, Shaloshinu Hashemam Veslashonam. We didn't change our names. We didn't have non-Jewish names. I was personally felt very strongly, therefore, to only name my children by Jewish names, and generally call my talmidim by Jewish names. Shaloshinu Hashemam. It's a beferish chazal. Shaloshinu Hashemam. We kept our Jewish names. Veslashonam. We kept our language. We could say in this day and age, the way one speaks, not to speak like secular society, the way that the world speaks, such disgusting lingo. We didn't speak Lashon Hara. This is the reason we had Geulas Mitzrayim. If you remember, Chever, we spoke last week that the Geula, the Geulas Mitzrayim is Koilo Kol HaGolios, and therefore Geulas Mitzrayim is definitely Koilo Kol Geulos. And if the Geula of Mitzrayim was for these four reasons, seemingly that's what's going to be for us as well. Shalashino Shemam Shaloshonam V'lo Amru Lashon Hara, to not talk badly about any other person. Interesting lashon. It says it very strongly. Not one individual Mitzrayim was paritz erva. Not one individual Mitzrayim was over in any erva. Not one individual. Where'd that come from? It's right before it says, Yosef Yarl Mitzrayim, Begadrath Min Erva, V'nigdru Yisrael B'schuso. It all came from Yosef Tzadik. His Gerder of Erva protected Klal Yisrael and led to Gula. Sefer Shari Oira. Who was Shari Oira? Shari Oira was a big Kabbalist. Yosef Gekatila. He lived in the 1200s. The Arizal says this Sefer is of the biggest keys to understanding all of Kabbalah. The Vilna Gaon recommended all his Talmidim learn the Sefer Shari Oira. And he brings down the Shari Oira. I saw this quote, it's not a Sefer I've learned. I just want to make clear not to... I saw this quoted, that Yisod, the Midah of Yosef HaTzadik, is also Toiv. Just like Torah is Toiv Ki Lekach, Toiv Nasati Lechem, Yisod is also Tov. And he bases it on a pasuk in Yeshaya, Imrut Tzadik, because Tzadik is Yisod, Tzadik is Yisod Oilam, Imrut Tzadik Ki Tov. They say about Tzadik Ki Tov. So here's the second Toiv. Meaning it's the union, the synthesis. It's a synthesis of Yaakov and Yosef. That's Vayichi Yaakov. That gives him life. The 17 years of Toiv, of the first 17 years of Yosef's life. The 17 years of the last 17 of Yaakov's life. Those are the two key Tovs. But what is that represented in Avodah? What's that for me and you? Torah? And you saw it, Shemesh Anayim, Shemesh Abris, Kedusha. Kedusha. Chavri, you should know. You have to know, you have to understand. Right, this upcoming week, we're about to enter into the time of Shoivavim. And Meretz Hashem, next week, we'll talk plenty about Shoivavim. Meretz Hashem, we always have one shir fully dedicated and probably every share during Shoivim, somehow touches upon Shoivim, but we'll definitely have one very intense share in Shoivim. We'll see when we'll have that. Maybe we'll wait for the Chavra. I mean, Halavai will be in Eretz Yisrael, but maybe we'll wait after when for that share, but we'll definitely talk about Shoivim throughout. But we have to start talking about Shoivim right now on some level, because Shoivim already starts Matzei Shabbos. We're entering into the week as we prepare for Shemos. That's the beginning of Shoivim. Shoivim already begins now. And there's no question, therefore, that's the message of the union of Yaakov and Yosef. The two Toivs, the Toiv of Torah and the Toiv of Yesod of Shemir Sinaim. And we have to strengthen ourselves. We have to strengthen ourselves right now. And every one of us, even those of us who Baruch Hashem have already been above it and we haven't fallen to the worst of places. None of us that don't need, and not need, but can't be mechazik ourselves a little bit more Shmir Sinai, and make sure that we're not involved in anything that's below the highest levels of Kedusha, and has a deep effect on us. Torah and Shmir Sinai, these are Yesoidus, these are the Kitovs, and that's what's going to lead to Geula. We already explained, we saw Beferish Medrash, that being Geder from Erva leads to Geula. We need Geula now more than ever. Chevra, open up our eyes. Be real. What's going on, right? We can't be desensitized because time has gone on. We can't be desensitized because every day we see another two or three soldiers that are killed. Pumfa keret. That means I have to be mechazik myself more in my learning, more in my davening. And more in my Kedusha, then. If Geula is going to come on some level from Shmir Sinaim and Shmir Sabris. And it's the synthesis of the two. That's the, we say in Tillim in Ayin Zayin, Ga'alta Bizroa Amecha, Ga'alta Bizroa Amecha, you can have Geula. Through what? B'nei Yaakov V'Yosef Selah. Yaakov and Yosef are going to bring Geula. Torah and Yesod, Torah and Shmiras HaBris. So we already explained how Geula. We already explained how the Geula comes from Yesod. What's Torah bringing Geula? Mordechai, I tell you, it's very rare that we say, but I have to repeat what we said earlier tonight, this Torah, because it's Kodesh Kedoshim. This came to me, Chevra. This Torah came to me earlier today. I don't know why it took... See, you never know. I'm going to say this Torah. I don't know why it took me 44 years till I recognized and understood this Torah. Just to understand Rashi. I think this Torah is Pashup Shad and Rashi. You know, Chevro, so often we move, we're learning and we go on to Chesed, especially when it comes to Chumash. But anything we learn, we always want, I'm learning Chumash, I want to know the Kedushas Levi, and I want to know the Namele Melech, and I want to know the Arachayim HaKadosh and the Kliyakar, and then I want to know Rashi. Rashi is Kodesh Kedoshim. Rashi HaKodesh. Rashi has such depth. This is a very famous Rashi, the first Rashi of the Parasha, but it has so many questions. If you stop and think about it. I just sat down this morning, I'm learning this Rashi. And then Akash Baruch Hu brought me to understand this Rashi in a way that I never did before. And I think it's the only way you could understand the Rashi. We all know Parshas Vayechi is sasum, stuma. Right? I'm a Kayan, so I get Kayan often, and therefore you see it. But if you're Balkari, you see it. If not, what does it mean? Every parsha has spacing in between the parshas. Vayechi, there's no spacing. The end of Vayigash, the last words of Vayigash. So Vayigash goes, Vayifru, Vayirba, Ma'od. The very next word in the middle of a line is Vayechi. So it takes time for Balkari to find the beginning, right? It's a very famous Rashi. Lama parsha is stuma. Why is this parsha stuma? Levisha Kevin Shinifter Yaakovinu Nistumu Einayim Belibam Sheo Yisrael Mitzaras Hashiba Sheschilu Yishavdom. Since Yaakovinu was Nifter, the eyes and the hearts of Bnei Yisrael are closed off from the slavery that began. So first of all, we have to understand. Yeah, very nice Rashi. And clearly he's quoting a medrash, but very nice to pick up on, okay, here are the words, stima and stima, so the parsha is closed, representing, and we do find drushes like this. But like Ma'anyin Shvi does it, what's the closing of the parsha have to do with our eyes and our hearts being closed? And I'll ask you more, Pashit. What exactly does that mean? Because now Yaakov died, and we start slavery, our eyes and our hearts are closed? What does that mean? How does slavery and suffering cause our eyes and our hearts to be closed? What does that mean? Our eyes and our hearts are even more open, seemingly, right? We've had over these past 3 months the most difficult tsaras that our generations ever had as a nation. Our hearts are bursting. Our hearts are screaming. Our hearts are crying every moment. Our eyes are looking at more than we've looked at in years of trying to understand. What do you mean our eyes and our hearts are closed? What does that exactly mean? Because of tsaras? Because of shibud? And also, like, what's the connection to the steam of the parsha? Before we answer that, then Rashi continues, Davar Acher, Shabikash, very famously, Shabikash Legalos is a case. Yaakov wanted to reveal the end. V'nistam imenu, and it was closed off from him. Again, like picking up on nistam, but what's the connection to the steam of the parashas, to the steam of Yaakov? Again, it could just be steam, don't get me wrong, but I believe there's more depth here. And then also, is there a connection between the first idea of Rashi and the second idea of Rashi? Are those just two separate ideas? Which is possible, but... So I want to suggest as follows, Chavra, listen to this. I just came to this morning. I think it's Pashup Shad and Rashi, but it's Mamish, the most beautiful idea. Why? We have to take a step back. Why is it that there's spacing in the Torah between Parshios? Why is it that generally it's Psuchos? Why is there generally spacing?
Stop and think. Regular about what's going on.
Beautiful. So, Eitan Yemiyahu tells us...
Sandler.
What?
Sandler.
What, who?
Sandler told us.
Okay, so I love Rav Sandler. He's a big Yid. I was with him last night. I gave him a big kiss. He's a very holy Yid. And I'm happy you heard it from a Sandler, but it's a Beferish Rashi.
Yeah.
Which is based on, obviously, a Taurus Kohanim. The first, if you open up Parshas Vayikra, I don't have a Vayikra here, but first Pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. I think it's the second Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, not the first Rashi, but the first Pasuk. Says, why is it the spacing in between parashios? So the Moshe Rabbeinu would have time to contemplate and think and absorb and internalize the Torah is learning. And so too by each and every one of us. That's what it represents. So hold off on that thought. Keep that in mind. Because clearly then that has to connect to why here there's a stuma, right? If that's the general reason why psucha, the stuma means you don't have that time. Number one. We also have to remember the halakha words of the Ramchal, Himisil Sharim, and he speaks about it in Perk Aleph, and he speaks it in Perk Hay, when he talks about Galus Mitzrayim. And he talks about there that what happened in Galus Mitzrayim, one of the calamities and one of the tsaras of Shibud Mitzrayim was that the Mitzrim put on all this hard work, backbreaking labor, meaningless labor, in order to what? To have so much tirda, so much busy work, so we have no time to think, no time to contemplate, no time to even think about doing tshuva, no time to think about connecting to Hashem, no time to be thought out. No time, and then he says in Parakeh, to learn Torah, and to internalize the Torah, and grow from the Torah. Which, by the way, is of the biggest, worst parts of Golus. And we see that as well in our Golus, not just from the tiered of work. We see it just being in the culture of society, clearly. It's so sad. You know, it mamish destroys me. And I'm not one, here, I'll let out for a moment, I'm not one to... I understand and I'm loving and open to the Halakha Talmidim and all the different things that they're into. But like, you know, when it comes to music, I just want to... comes to music. So, I definitely understand and I appreciate all different types of music. Jewish music, secular music, it's all good. I mean, it's not all good, but you understand what I'm saying. But I'm someone who could appreciate other music. I could appreciate lots of different music. And I appreciate also that there's certain music I don't appreciate that you might appreciate. Like, it's okay. We could have different taste in music. Now, of course, I believe and I hope that we're all, as B'nai Torah, not listening to Kol Isha and not listening to lyrics that are inappropriate. But outside of that, I'm not going to get into it now. Jewish music, not Jewish music, but L'maisa... They're Yidden. It's beyond me, but I'm going to explain something here. I'm getting somewhere. You'll see. You guys could listen, and obviously the chevra in this room, I think, is above this and doesn't listen. But maybe, I don't know. But you know, to listen, you know, when it comes to rap, I don't fully get it. I don't like it. Just it doesn't talk to me at all. It's not like to me. Most of it is just not music. Especially like the a lot of these rappers, it's not even music. They're not even saying things. It's just like noise. But okay, that's to me. You could have a different opinion. But then you have this. I don't want to call him an artist or a musician because I don't think he is even, and never would have appreciated his music. But Lemaisa, you have this guy Kanye. I don't know how many you're holding and not holding, but Lemaisa. He's had anti-Semitic after anti-Semitic rants. Mamish, terrible things connected each and every one of us. Mamish, things, you know, pro-Hitler and wanting to kill the Jews and the Chvestish, all these crazy things. So a Yid could, forget about it, obviously we don't have to, we're not machshav of him and we don't have to even talk about it. Why am I even talking about this? You know what I'm talking about? That there are Yidden that still will listen to his music. There are Yidden that still will listen to his music. How could you? How could you? When you have somebody that's telling you, I hate you, I want you dead, you're going to live. No, but his music is good. First of all, in what lifetime is that true? But if you believe that, Lemaisa, but you could show any respect and listen to his music. And by the way, but it's just his music. His music comes from his penimius. His unit comes from who he is. You're going to listen to that when he explicitly, outright, this week, someone for him typed up some Hebrew apology that was, please, he already showed his true colors. He showed you he hates you. He showed you what he is. Have some pride in being a Yid. But what is it? But I don't even think most of these people that would listen are like... The problem is, I don't even think they're thinking about it. Because they're so pulled into society and culture and they just do. without thinking at all. So even if they know, they heard that Kanye said those things, but it doesn't even register that maybe that means I should think about what I'm doing and not be listening to this. No, it doesn't connect. Because so much that what's done in this world is just rote, mechanical doing based on whatever goes by society. And that's part of the whole tirdas ha'olam, part of the whole busyness of the world, and it's very, very sad. It's very, very sad. Now the mitzrim, we're trying to do that to us more than anything. The mitzrim, we're saying we're going to go and make you backbreaking labor, meaningless labor, so that you have no time to think and no time to learn and no time. Fine, keep that in mind as well. One last nakuda I have to point out. There's a Zohar that tells us that we have Dalei Galuyos. In the first Galus, the Gula came in the Zchus of Avram. In the second Galus, the Gula came in the Zchus of Yitzchak. In the third Galus, the Gula came in the Zchus of Yaakov. In the fourth Galus, which we're waiting for the ultimate Gula, in the Zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Arachayim HaKadosh explains at the beginning of Tetzaveh, Moshe Rabbeinu is also Torah. And therefore, the ultimate Gula is going to come through Torah. Through Amelus B'Torah. And that's what we now it makes all sense, because Yosef Tzadik is Yesod, and Yesod, the Medrash says, brings Geula. And that's one Toiv, but the other Toiv is Torah, and now we understand the Torah is going to bring Geula. But now bring all these ideas together, and now we can learn the Rashi. Rashi wants to say, Lama Parsha Zustuma. Listen to this, Chevre. It's amazing to see the depth in this Rashi. Why is this Parsha Stuma? Why is this Parsha not have spacing? Why is this Parsha not telling you that you have to contemplate and internalize Torah in a deep way? Why is the Parsha not giving you that time to absorb and to think through the Torah and allow it to penetrate your soul and your heart and allow it to turn you into a different person and not just learn Torah but live Torah? You know why this is Parshas Stuma? Now, what do we learn Torah with? One more point that's very important. You know what we learn Torah with? People get it all wrong. They think they learn Torah with their mind. You learn secular studies with your mind. You learn math with your mind. You learn physics with your mind. You learn Torah with two things. I have a very special friend that many of you know, Levi Greenspan. And unfortunately, from the time he's about 18, he's blind. And he's told me many, many, many times that what he misses most, from when he was able to see, is the ability to learn Torah. Because you need your eyes to learn Torah. He listens to Shiurim all the time. But listening to Shurim is different than looking in a Gemara, looking in a Chumash, and analyzing and learning and coming up with your own Chidushim and thinking it through and absorbing it in a different way. You need your eyes to learn Torah. And then you need your heart to learn Torah. The same Bilibeinu bin Allahavin Alaska. Torah should be an avodah shebelev. Torah should be something with passion. Torah should be a learning that's transformative, that's absorbing and internalizing in a way that I walk away from my learning and I'm acting in a different way, I'm living in a different way. So Lama Parsha Zustuma, why is this Parsha Stuma? Why is there no spacing that represents the spacing of absorbing Torah, of thinking through Torah, and ultimately living Torah, which is what Chazal tell us that spacing is for? Levi Shekeva Sheniftu Yaakovinu. So when Yaakov was Nifter, who represents Torah? Nistemu einayim v'libam shel Yisrael mitzaras ha-shibud. There was saras, shibud mitzrayim, causing us to work all day, and no time we had stimas. You know why there was a closing of our eyes and our hearts, which we didn't understand before? Because no longer could we have time to learn Torah. No longer do we have time to use our eyes and our hearts in Torah. And that was the ultimate shibud. Because then we can't be thought out, and we can't live Torah, and we're not connected to Hashem in the same way. And if we're not living and learning Torah, and we have stima seinayim belibum, then we understand the second pshat of Rashi. Then even though Yaakov wanted megalas haketz, but if we understand that the ketz, as the Zohar tells us in the schus of Torah, but we weren't learning Torah, we didn't have Torah, there was stima sa Torah because of galus Mitzrayim. So no longer there's a stima of the ketz as well. and he couldn't be Megal as a Kates. That's mamish what's going on this first Rashi of Vayechi Yaakov. But that's to be Mechazikas in Vayechi Yaakov, the 34 years representing Tov and Tov, the 34 years representing Torah and Yesod. And this is how we walk into the time of Shovavim, with Torah and with Yesod. Shovavim! Shovavim is obviously a time to work on our Shemir Shanaim, like a Yosef HaTzadik, but Shovavim's Gematria 360 is Gematria Shas. It's a time to be Mechazik our Torah. It's our Torah and Yesod. And yet we need both. Barasi Yetzara, Barasi Torah Tavlin. Torah is our foundation. But Torah itself, without being mechazik, Hashmir Sanayim, it's not going to do enough. We see it all the time. You know, you don't understand, but you need it. How often do we see B'nai Torah, they're sitting and learning, but still they're struggling in with their Hashmir Sanayim, Hashmir Sabris. So we need to be mechazik both. We need mechazik both. Torah is the foundation. Without Torah, we're not going to be mechazik Hashmir Sanayim in the proper way. But without Hashmir Sanayim, we're not going to be anywhere. That's the yesod of it all. It's all. They're both yesodos. The yesod shib yesodos. And that's Parshas Vayechi, start of Vayechi Yaakov. This connection of Yaakov and Yosef gives us chias, gives us life. Let's enter into this time of the year. Be mechazik. And sometimes it's a challenging time of the year. A lot of us are having a Bein HaZmanim on some level coming up. And Bein HaZmanim is pumfa keret. Bein HaZmanim is the time when we struggle in Shemir Sanayim and struggle in our his chaskus in our Meilz B'Toira. So the parts of Vayechi Yaakov, Vayechi, the Tov and Tov, the Tov of Torah, the Tov of Yesod. Let's live with us, each and every one of us. And then we'll be Zoycha, Ga'alta B'Zroa Mecha B'nei Yaakov V'Yosef Sela. Then we'll be Zoycha, the Geula of being Ger Derva, the Geula of Torah, the Geula Shlema for each and every one of us. Amen. Amen. Amen.